USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democrats are claiming the coronavirus relief bill will dramatically change many low-income families' lives over the next year. The bill is expected to pass the House today for a final vote before President Biden signs it into law. Once President Biden signs the latest relief bill into law, Washington lawmakers will have spent a record $5 trillion in less than a year. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott maintained border security is a federal responsibility. The governor visited the Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday to meet with border officials about his recent influx in illegal immigrants and take an aerial tour of the border. During the visit, Abbott said Texas is working to clean up Biden's mess. President Biden will deliver his first primetime address Thursday, marking the anniversary of the start of the COVID-19 lockdowns. The speech gives Biden an opportunity to come out of hiding as Kamala Harris continues to field calls from world leaders. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Another woman has come forward accusing Emmy Award-winning Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual misconduct. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Another woman has come forward with accusations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Albany Times-Union reporting the woman is accusing the governor of touching her inappropriately last year at the governor's mansion after being called there for work. The paper did not release the name of the accuser. Cuomo now faces accusations of sexual harassment from six women, five of them who worked for him at the time of the alleged harassment. New York's Attorney General has opened an investigation into those accusations against the governor.
Mr. Cuomo maintains his innocence amid growing calls for him to resign. California Governor Gavin Newsom took aim at his critics on Tuesday during his State of the State address as a campaign to oust the state's top official. Organizers accumulated enough signatures to trigger a special recall election later this year. Californians gathered 1.95 million signatures to trigger the recall. Of their complaints, Newsom's handling of the virus pandemic, the state lockdowns, and blatant hypocrisy as some of the reasons. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Major League Baseball will feature 14 games today. San Francisco Giants pitcher Alex Woods talks about his spring training start against the Milwaukee Brewers.
Felt good physically. It was nice to, that was the most pitches I've thrown all spring and probably in a while since probably the second spring training of last year. But overall, I felt good. I didn't think my stuff was very good today. I wasn't very happy that, you know, they decided to bring in a reliever in the first inning instead of just rolling it. So sitting there for 25 minutes wasn't exactly ideal. But nature of the beast, you know, but overall felt good, felt healthy. I did feel like the ball was coming out good. Just wasn't as sharp as I've been so far this spring.
Moving from the American League to the National League, Mr. Woods talks about having to bat again without a designated hitter in the National League.
We've taken swings a few times, but now this week I think we'll really be kind of go time as far as getting our body used to swinging the bat. You know, I'm a purist. I love having a DH in the NL, and I mean DH in the AL, and you know, no DH in the NL. You know, I think the strategy is a lot better in the NL without the DH. You know, when you put the designated hitter in there, it can get kind of boring. I mean, the manager pretty much just sets the lineup. You know, that when the reliever's coming in, like, he's going to come in to face whoever, he's going to stay in. Like, it's not really double switches and guys going in and out as much. But me personally, I'm not super excited about having to hit again. But, you know, I'm going to do my best to, you know, try and hit above the Mendoza line. But we'll see what happens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.